الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to this amazing episode on the silsila Stories of the Glorious Quran. And please do keep in mind that these stories are not made-up stories, they are not fairy tales. They are stories to enlighten us, to show us moral lessons that we must and we should apply in our lives. In the very beginning of the silsila of this episode, I urge you and myself to make good intentions. As a beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't waste time, don't delay. Make as many good intentions today. Remember, the more good intentions you make, the more rewards you are able to achieve and obtain, inshallah azza wa jal. Make the good intentions that I'm listening to this silsila, I'm looking at this silsila for the pleasure of my Allah azza wa jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon it and to teach others as well. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now to gain maximum rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in our first episode, we had touched on the heavenly stick, the heavenly staff and asa of Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we will focus more on Tabut Sakina. And what is this box? We will also touch a little bit on the other miracles of this asa of Musa alayhi salam and the time he spent with Bani Israel, as mentioned in the Glorious Quran and in other authentic narrations. We had already mentioned in the first episode regarding the different mu'ajizat, miracles that Nabi Musa alayhi salam had performed with his asa, and how the magicians of Fir'aun, when they threw down their strings, they had become little serpents and snakes. But when Musa alayhi salam, upon the command of Allah azza wa jal, had thrown down his asa, his heavenly stick, that it became a huge python, a huge snake, and it consumed and swallowed up all those other little snakes, which were just illusions of the magicians. Now, a point here that regarding magicians, and today, unfortunately, there are many people who claim to be fortune tellers or soothsayers, people who read your palm or the crystal ball or these kind of things. Do not be deceived by this. So stay away from them. Rather go to the righteous ulama. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if you have any difficulties, any problems, whether spiritual or physical, Dawat Islami has a department of Ta'awizat al-Tariya that helps people globally around the world regarding any kind of physical or spiritual problems. Do contact them via our website, dawatislami.net, or a Ta'awizat Basta or stall near you, inshallah azza wa jal. The Aswa of Musa Kaleemullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam had many miracles. When the Quran mentions that Allah azza wa jal had asked Musa alayhi salam, "What is in your right hand, O Musa? وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ?" And remember, Allah Azza wa Jal indeed is aware of what was in the right hand of Musa alayhi salam and what the reality of everything is. But to teach you and me, Nabi Musa alayhi salam says, "It is my staff, my stick." But he doesn't stop there. The question is one, "What is in your right hand, O Musa?" But Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, he says that it is my stick, my staff. He continues and he gives an explanation of what he does with it. That he uses it to bring down the leaves for his sheep. He uses it to support himself and for other uses. And ulama ikram have mentioned that the reason for this, that he wanted to continue this holy and sacred conversation with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And other miracles of this blessed staff or asa of Musa alayhi salam was that when he would strike it into the earth, then water used to gush out. At other times, it would transform into a tree and provide Musa alayhi salam with whatever foots you desired. At night, it used to be as a lamp or a torch, because we mentioned in the previous episode, at one end of the staff, of this asa, this heavenly stick, it had branches in the shape of a fork, two branches. And from here, light would emit. Light used to appear, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, Nabi Musa, Kareemullah, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he preached to Fir'aun for a very long time and showed him many of the mu'ajizat, many of the miracles that he had performed. But Fir'aun, the unfortunate, he did not accept any of them. He did not accept the truth. And he grew even more stubborn in his corruption and in his disbelief. The Bani Israel, they did not accept Fir'aun as their lord. Because Fir'aun, أعوذ بالله من ذلك, he was claiming divinity. So because Bani Israel, they did not accept Fir'aun as God, therefore he oppressed them in very severe and dire circumstances. He oppressed them to such an extent that they had to flee. They had to flee this persecution. In the meantime, a wahi, a divine revelation, was made to Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, instructing him to leave Egypt with the Bani Israel overnight. So Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he leaves Egypt overnight in the company of the Bani Israel. When Fir'aun comes to find out about this, he mobilizes his army to arrest the Bani Israel. When the two armies came close to each other, the Bani Israel, they were terrified, because they knew Fir'aun, he was a mighty oppressor. And they were very terrified of getting being captured by Fir'aun. On one side, they see the River Nile before them. Huge River Nile. How can they cross? There is no way out. And behind them is the bloodthirsty army of Fir'aun. Under these very trying circumstances, Nabi Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, he's relaxed. And he tries to console the Bani Israel. When he approaches the river, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla commands Musa alayhi salam to strike the river with his staff, with a heavenly stick, the asa. The moment he strikes the river with his blessed staff, the river splits into 12 clear roads, 12 paths, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. And the Bani Israel, they safely pass through these paths. And when Fir'aun reached the river and he sees these 12 paths, he decides to also cross through with his army. However, when the army along with Fir'aun reaches the middle of the river, suddenly the huge waves, they rise and they level the entire army. They drown the army and they drown Fir'aun himself. The glorious Quran has mentioned this beautiful incident in the blessed Quran, it is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman. And when the two groups saw each other, those with Musa said, "They have caught us." Musa said, "Never. Indeed, my Rabb, my Lord, is with me. He will now show me the way." So we send the divine revelation to Musa that strike the sea with your stick, with your staff. Thereupon, the sea parted. So each part was like a huge mountain, and we brought the others close to that place, and we saved Musa and all those who were with him, then drowned the others. Indeed, in this surely is a sign, and most of them were not believers, were not Muslims. We had mentioned in the previous episode that the Bani Israel, they were actually wandering around in the field of Tayyah because of their disobedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now after Fir'aun drowns in the river Nile, when Musa alayhi salam was blessed with tranquility and peace of mind, Allah Azza wa Jal ordered him to enter the Holy Land, and that is Baytul Muqaddas, with the Bani Israel. At this time, Baytul Muqaddas was under the governorship or the rulership of a tribe called Amalika, and they were the worst kind of disbelievers, very great warriors, and they were very cruel. Nabi Musa alayhi salam left to battle with this tribe of the Amalika, and he took with him 600,000 people of the Bani Israel. However, the moment the Bani Israel, they came into contact and near to the warriors of the Amalika, they became fearful and they were fleeing from the battlefield as cowards. Because of this disobedience, they were abandoned and wandering in the field of Tayya. And then Bani Israel, they say to Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that O Musa alayhi salam, you and your Lord should go and fight with the people of Amalika. We will stay here. These comments made Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam very worried. And he requested Allah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as is mentioned in the Glorious Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 25. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين.
O Lord, I have no control except over myself and my brother, so keep us separated from the disobedient nation. In response to this invocation of Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the next verse, verse 26.
فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. The Holy Land is therefore forbidden for them for 40 years. They will wander in the earth, so do not grieve for these disobedient people. And therefore, these 600,000 people of the Bani Israel, they were wandering around in the field of Tayya for 40 years. Here, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this field of Tayya, the Bani Israel, they grew thirsty and hungry. And that is when Allah Azza wa Jal had given them so many more benefits and blessings. It is mentioned that when Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, he took his staff, the same asa, and he struck a stone with the staff, with this heavenly stick, then from that blessed stone, 12 springs of water gushed forth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And each tribe knew its drinking place. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Al-Manna wa Salwa. These are heavenly foods. When Musa alayhi salam, along with those people, they were in the land, they became thirsty and hungry. And that is when, through the supplication and dua of Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, they were granted this from heaven. In fact, the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 57, has mentioned,
وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And send down manna and salwa upon you. Manna was a very delicious and sweet food, similar to honey. And as-salwa was roasted quail, which is a bird. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, although with so many benefits and blessings, still the Bani Israel, they did not truly believe and they went astray. I had mentioned earlier in the beginning that the theme of today is the box of Sakina, Tabut Sakina. What was this? Amazing, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. This box was actually made from the Shamshad wood. The wood of Shamshad. It was descended by Allah Azza wa Jal and given to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. It contained many mutabarrik things, very holy and sacred relics. It contained the blessed tasawir, the blessed images and pictures of Anbiya alayhi salam, even our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now this box, Tabut Sakina, it was transferred from Adam alayhi salam, from generation to generation. It continued down the line until it reached the glorious Prophet Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, who was the father of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And then through his progeny via the Bani Israel, it reached to Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, listen to this, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. When the Bani Israel would go into any battle, they would keep Tabut Sakina, this blessed box, in front of them, and through this, through the wasila, through the medium of the sacred and holy box, Tabut Sakina, they would gain victory. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we learn from here that this box wasn't an ordinary box. Allah Azza wa Jal descended this box to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. It contained many holy relics, tabarukat, of Anbiya alayhi salam. And through the wasila, through the medium of this blessed and sacred holy box, Bani Israel would gain victory in their wars and in their battles as well, subhanallah. And more than this, if amongst the Bani Israel, if they had any conflicts, any arguments, do you know what they would do? They would take Tabut Sakina, this holy box, and they would place it before those who are arguing. And it is mentioned in the narrations that a certain sound or noise would emanate, would come out from this box, Tabut Sakina, and it would show who is right, whose opinion is correct, and whose is not. And everybody would endorse it, and they would follow the opinion of Tabut Sakina, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Now Sakina is actually an Arabic word, and sukoon is also related to this, tranquility, solace, comfort for the hearts, peace, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, if amongst the Bani Israel, if there was any musibah, any calamity, any problem or difficulty that arose, then the box was placed before all the people, and the Bani Israel, they used to make dua again through the wasila of Tabut Sakina, through the wasila and the medium of the sacred box, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. And you know what? Their dua was always accepted, and that calamity was removed, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. We've seen the benefit of wasila, of medium, using this, using the sacred and holy relics of the pious ones. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, at a later stage, Nabi Musa Kaleemullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, he placed some of the tablets of the Torah Sharif into Tabut Sakina, into this holy box. Besides this, he also put some of his holy clothing, his apparel, inside the holy box, along with his Na'aleen Sharifain, along with his holy and respectful slippers, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, and other things that he would generally use. He also kept his asa, that heavenly stick, he had placed it inside Tabut Sakina. Furthermore, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, when the Bani Israel, ultimately, when they began deviating from their religion, they started to commit many, many sins, indulge in committing many sins. And then remember something, when you are blessed with something, and when you start sinning, then those blessings will be removed. They will be taken away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what happened to them. When they started deviating and committing sins, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal punished them, that the nation of Amaliqah, this oppressive tribe, had conquered the Bani Israel and confiscated. They had taken away Tabut Sakina. They had taken away the sacred and holy box which used to grant victory to the Bani Israel. Now in these days, we have people talking about Pandora's box. Remember something, these are mythological things. They're only myths. This Pandora's box doesn't exist. This box where if you open it, a whole lot of bala and calamities are opened into the world. That doesn't exist. We are talking not about fairy tales. We're talking about reality, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Tabut Sakina, this box of serenity, of comfort, that contain the sacred relics of the Anbiya alayhim salam, the drawings and pictures of the Anbiya alayhim salam, and many other holy relics, this is a reality. And the Bani Israel used to achieve victory through it. And because of their sins, this box was taken away from them, from the tribe and the nation of Amaliqah. But Amaliqah, they were oppressors, they were cruel, they were disbelievers, and they disrespected this box which contained the tabarrukat and the holy relics of the Anbiya alayhim salam. They used to put it at impure places, places where they used to keep garbage. Can you imagine that? And then, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because of their disrespect of the sacred relics of the Anbiya alayhim salam, descended diseases upon them, descended disasters upon them, and their life became very difficult. And they soon realized this. So what they had done? They had taken Thabut Sakina, this box, the sacred and holy box, placed it in a cart that was driven by oxen, and they had made it go towards the living place of the Bani Israel. Now at that time, Nabi Shamu'il alayhi salam, who was a prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he had made the pious king Talut radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the king of the Bani Israel. But they didn't accept. They had a condition that if you can bring back our Thabut Sakina, our sacred holy box, then we will accept you as the king and be part of your kingdom. So on one side, this agreement is there, this condition is there. And on the other side, this box, Thabut Sakina, is on a cart heading towards the village of the Bani Israel. And then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal commands four pure angels to descend and to accompany this blessed and holy box, Thabut Sakina. And they hold it, the four of them, they accompany it with deep respect and they bring it in front of Nabi Shamu'il alayhi salam. And then only when they finally have it in their position, then the Bani Israel accept Talut radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as their king and they become part of the kingdom. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these stories are not there to just inspire us to be amazed. It's there to inspire us to take action. Don't wait for the circumstances to change. They may never change, they may worsen. Become the change you want to see. Become the change that you want to become. Act now. While we're still living, the time is now to change our lives. Our elders say very beautifully that become that first drop of the rainfall. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And remember that the sacred relics of the Prophet alayhi salam, of the awliya Allah, the pious ones, can assist us. And we indeed can use their wasila, their medium, to achieve our goals, inshallah ta'ala, by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Please do join us next time on this wonderful and beautiful silsila of parables, stories of the glorious Quran. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.